Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back live from our Half Street studios in the Navy Yard, Grant and Danny. Danny's holiday vacay continues. Steve Zabin's in and alongside today. You're listening to The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Listen wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Pause and rewind the show. And, of course, we're all over the DMV on 106.7. We're in Richmond on AM 910, FM 105.1. We're everywhere. So if you can't find us, it's on you. You got to figure that out going into 2026. Zabe, I wanted to talk Coach of the Year odds in the NFL, looking at the board right now.
I saw your votes, and yes. I put a pin in it going, oh, I got to talk to Grant about this.
So I put out my top five. I want to get your response, but as is generally the case.
Your fifth guy is too low. Way too low.
That's definitely the complaint.
Sun Ting Wong.
Here's the problem. Now. You got to move somebody down then.
I know you do. You know what? There's a lot of actually compelling cases for Coach of the Year, and it all depends on what you put as a priority for who does a great job.
Right.
I think the guy that does the best job was the guy you saw last night.
This is the best market, by the way, this year. In terms of, like, if you get a vote or it's the most competitive. I think there's at least four, maybe five, six guys that could actually, as you said, have a real case and win this thing.
What Shanny Jr. has done with the Niners is remarkable.
Incredible.
He's done such a great job this year, and he's become a really, really good coach overall because he can be a guy's guy when needed, but then lay down the hammer as well. He's got great, ruthless in-game tactics, so he knows how to navigate choppy waters and get the ship home to port. And then culturally, he has the team ready to play every week, no matter what.
He has had years like this one in San Francisco Kyle's had to deal with where they have
just wipe out injuries.
Unbelievable injuries. And in the past, early in his career, it leads to a 4-12 or a 6-10.
Correct.
This year, they're 11-4 with all those injuries. But he's the guy, actually, that people take the biggest issue with on my list.
What did you rank him at?
So here's what we got.
I thought you had him down at 5.
I've got him 4.
Okay.
So number one, I've got Mike Vrabel of the New England Patriots. We can go back through these in a minute. Number two, Ben Johnson, Chicago Bears.
I'm going to need a Ben Johnson.
Number three is Mike McDonald of the Seattle Seahawks. Fourth, I've got Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. And then my number five is Liam Cohen of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who have a legitimate chance still to be the number one seed in the AFC. So the arguments are pretty obvious, but I'll rapid fire this.
Here, I'll go Kyle one, Cohen two, Vrabel three, Johnson four, and then McDonald nine.
Okay. I'll come back to McDonald last. Why is Cohen over Vrabel?
Because he's new. So I give bonus points. Vrabel's done it, though, before at Tennessee. And I would say, even though Trevor Lawrence has had a resurrection, Vrabel has the faster horse in Drake May.
But nobody knew that when he took over.
I know. Vrabel's great.
Yeah.
I'd like all these guys, but if I have to rank them, I give Cohen a nod because he had less to work with, and they lost Travis Hunter, who was their guy that they were building around this year.
So I think Jacksonville's offense is way more talented than New England's. Liam Cohen's tremendous. I love Liam Cohen. He's one of my favorite offensive designers, but they have a worse record than New England. They're in a softer division, possibly, than New England, especially with the Phillip Rivers injury.
Oh, no, Miami and the Jets, bro.
It's pretty good. Or pretty bad. Which one would it be?
Right.
But the Bills are a juggernaut. There's nobody like that in the AFC.
They're both good. It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, whatever.
And you've got a $50 million quarterback who's a former 1-1 that you're working with.
I think
he's done a good job with
it. I think Johnson's been good. I think it's easy to get distracted by the shirtless hype. But the Bears have been a magic act all year, like the Commanders were last year.
Right.
They've pulled five games straight out of their ass, which they had no business winning.
Coaching.
And that's, it is kind of coaching, but there's a lot of coin flipping that goes on every week in the NFL. A lot of games that are just truly random outcomes. It doesn't mean I don't think he's a great hire for them. Doesn't mean that I don't think he's doing a good job, but I put that all into the formula, which is not even a formula, into my subjective, lick my finger, stick it in the air and go, who's the coach of the year?
That's why he's number three rushing offense in the NFL now, the architect Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson alert.
Per play.
Ben Johnson alert.
They're the number nine overall.
What is that?
Ben Johnson alert?
Yeah, I need to know the backstory on this.
How long you got? So this gets me in a little trouble. People get very upset. So I was obsessed with Ben Johnson. Some would say I still am.
For a long time when
he was
with the Lions. Okay.
Yeah, for multiple years I wanted him to be the head coach here. Washington had an opening. I wanted him to be the head coach here. They decided that wasn't for them necessarily.
So whenever his name would come up, you guys created a little sounder, which
is
Ben Johnson.
I would talk about Ben Johnson every hour of every day.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
So whenever you say the name, it comes up.
Exactly right.
All right. So
people got a little frustrated.
So you have biased admirer's eyes on Ben Johnson.
He's the best play designer and schemer in the league.
No, he's really good, and he did something smart. He said, we are going to run. We're going to get heavier. We're going to go more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Two tight end sets. They drafted a tight end because he kind of knew deep down. He's like, Caleb's is going to be a project yet as a passer. So even though we got all these targets and all these guys, these weapons, we need to be able to run. And so with, you know, with Swift and Manungai, great name that is,
Kyle Manungai. Seventh round pick.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot out of him. It's just a great run game. Will what you, he's done for Caleb Williams has been fantastic.
Will you sell me on McDonald up there in Seattle? Because he's always struck me as just kind of meh. I don't understand him. He's very, he's good. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, sell me on what he does best.
Okay, so first off, he's, I think, one of the smartest defensive minds in the NFL. Seattle last year went from a bad defense to a top 10 defense in the second half of the season.
Okay.
He's a D coordinator who comes in as a first-time head coach, turns them around. This year, they're the number two defense in the NFL yards per play. They have the number one defense when just rushing four up front because of the games and stunts that he draws up and designs in the dirt.
Okay.
They're number one against the run. They're number two against the pass. They're top six in getting sacks. They're top five in first downs allowed. So he is the guy who's been the antidote to the Shanahan scheme.
Got it.
Like, people are studying his defense because that offense that has had the branches go all over the NFL, he's the one guy defensively so far. See, like, Baltimore shoving it on the Dolphins, shoving it on San Francisco when he was there, who's been able to shut that offense down. From a head coaching standpoint, he was also interviewed, I'll remind you, by the Washington Commanders when they hired Dan Quinn. And he, too, was not the choice. Now, people will say he went to Seattle the day before. I think if he wanted to be the coach of the Commanders when they had the number two pick, he would have been the coach. If they wanted him to, rather, he would have been the coach. But last year he gets the job. He goes 10-7 in a tough division.
With Geno Smith. My friend Geno Smith.
They trade Geno. They go get Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
They go really heavily into defense. They don't even run the ball that well. And they're 12-3 in a division with the Rams, who have already clinched, and the Niners, who have already
sold. You just sold me on your boy.
It might be the one seed.
Oh, Mike McDonald.
So in 2 years, by the way, he's 22-10. He's had more success than anybody else in that coaching class so far. So I'm a big Mike McDonald believer. I just think he's out in Seattle. He's a defensive guy, not an offensive guy, so he doesn't get the same love. But I'm going Vrabel 1, Johnson 2, McDonald 3, Shanahan 4, Liam Cohen 5.
You know, for the Mike McDonald alerts, Darius, you could get maybe a little woo-woo from the Michael McDonald singer of What a Fool Believes fame.
There was a Mike McDonald alert for exactly one day.
Was there really?
Yes, because when Ben Johnson fell through and that whole thing went up in smoke, I don't know if you remember the specifics, but they're on an airplane going out to Detroit.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
He tells them thanks.
Turns around.
I mean, it took a lot of money and some control. You're either going to pay him a bunch and let him have some personnel control, or you're not getting the most sought-after coaching candidate in years. Didn't work out. Fine. So then my immediate pivot was, because the Dan Quinn stuff was percolating, you know? And I have nothing against Dan Quinn. He actually did a hell of a job last year.
He was your third choice.
not quite.
Fourth?
Maybe not fourth.
Wow. So McDonald?
Yes.
No, it was Ben Johnson 1.
Ben Johnson was 1.
McDonald 2.
McDonald was only 2 after all of the offensive guys were exhausted.
Did you have your list ranked while this was still being?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, we only did that every day for 4.5 hours.
I love it.
This is why people are still mad at me. This is one of my frustrations is once they hired Quinn, you just kind of move on. They made their choice.
They're mad at you because they feel like your heart has not accepted your fifth choice?
Exactly, because of my obsession with Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And I think, really, if you want the truth, it's because of how well he's doing.
Well,
so they're mad at him, and they're mad at something else, and they'll take it out on me.
When people disagree with you about something, and then you're right, they hate you even more. They hate you for being right.
You're not wrong.
Being a tall, handsome fella.
Yes. You're very Sam Hartman over there. But anyway, as soon as the Ben Johnson thing, like my dream of years and years of like, oh, my God, they could do this in one offseason. Let's do it. Went away. Then I panicked, and I'm like, it can't end this way with a retread defensive mind.
They could do this in one offseason?
Well, they had a chance.
Do what?
They have a new owner to get the GM right and the quarterback right all in one fell swoop.
All three levels, yeah.
So I'm like, here we go. Let's do this thing.
Actually, all four levels. Owner, GM, coach, quarterback.
Right. It's never happened in my life. They've never even tried. And in one offseason, let's hit a bunch of home runs and let's win for 17 years. Well,
they hit a lot of home runs last year.
Hit a hell of a lot of home runs.
I know.
Yeah.
It's just now you're like, was it real?
That's the big question.
That's the big question.
But that was my pivot, was for 24 hours, McDonald was the guy.
I think we can agree coaching certainly does matter in the NFL.
You're seeing it in Jacksonville, New England, and other spots.
And we can also agree that it's really hard to fully know exactly who's going to be good.
And by the way, to DQ's credit, you saw it here last year.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets, I think the majority of last year's success was a lot of what Peters did worked. And Jaden Daniels, whether it was you coaching, Dan Quinn coaching, or me coaching, waved a wand over that thing. But you have to give Quinn a lot of credit for, and I do, the culture building. You know, you see why he's so popular and beloved. The players legitimately really, really enjoy playing for this guy because he is a legitimate leader of men. And he's a badass
leader
defensive mind.
Leader of men.
As a defensive coordinator, he's had top five defenses his entire career as a DC. Yep. It hasn't happened as a head coach. But I do think he's a really, really, like, unlike Ron, if he's a defensive coordinator, I feel really good about him being a top-of-the-board type guy.
And he benefits from the low bar, low, low bar of all the terrible coaches that preceded him.
Helps.
Of which they were almost all terrible. Even the good ones like Shanahan, who had credentials, was undermined by little Danny Snyder from the very minute he set foot here. And he kind of never had a chance.
We got Tressway coming up at 5 o'clock. Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt will be with us as well. It's about 17 minutes out on Grant and Danny. Steve Zabin's in today.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.